relaxing our chewing muscles. We're not growing our face properly. And then the allergens, we're not breathing through our nose. So we're actually shaping our upper jaw and like our upper jaw and the floor of our nose. So we're shaping that and we're creating less airway space. So that along with our diet and anatomical tongue ties, our tongue can be further in the back of our mouth. And so in the evening when we fall asleep and our muscles relax in order for us to get the deep sleep that we need, the muscles, when they relax, they can block the airway even more. So for the people that had those anatomical challenges, they're more likely to not just have a restriction of airflow, but complete blockages. And so that's the difference between the snoring or upper airway resistance and sleep apnea. In sleep apnea, it is diagnosed based on how long you have those blockages and how many you have every hour.